Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 7th of February. Today we get all the hype and hysteria of the US employment report, this time for January. But this month is a more complicated report. We get the benchmark revision. And this is the month that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has decided to cancel all external briefings explaining the data. That seems to be a rather weird decision. Errors in economic data are rising. The potential for misunderstanding data is increasing, and gaps between perception and reality are growing. The benchmark revisions to data are significant and complicated events. This weirdness is unlikely to do anything to allay concerns that US economic data might become more politicized in the future. Poor data quality is already becoming a problem, and political partisanship already creeps in to survey responses. If the structure and formation of economic data were to become politically partisan, then the risks of policy error would rise, and the credibility of US data in financial markets would fall. The benchmark revisions to the 2024 labour market data are presumably still free from partisan bias. They are expected to be quite sizable. Changes to estimates of immigration and changing working practices will be behind that. Aside from sowing near-term confusion, this also adds to the complexities that investors are facing. A lot of models of financial markets, whether large and complex or simple correlations, will compare market reactions to economic time series. This is as it should be. Economics should always be central to everything, all of the time, and economists should be revered. However, nearly always the time series will be the revised time series. That is what any database will naturally download. That data is, of course, post-revision, and the revisions are generally quite large. What that means is that the economic data that markets react to in real time is very different from the economic data that sits in post-revision databases and is used to plot pretty charts against market performance. That's a challenge for investors. Germany's December trade surplus was somewhat larger on stronger export growth, although imports are also growing. The German consumer is actually spending quite reasonably at the moment. Stronger exports are, however, a politically sensitive issue at the moment, as US President Trump seems to need to have a scapegoat to focus on, and with the US retreat from taxing US consumers of Canadian and Mexican goods, Europe, and Germany specifically, must be considered to be vulnerable. With the German consumer giving some support, what has been letting down the German economy has been industrial production in part, which again came in weaker than expected. Car production apparently has been a drag, although shifting trends in car purchases with an apparent German consumer boycott of Tesla may have a bearing on this data as the year unfolds. US Michigan consumer sentiment data is due, but is only of use as a reminder of the partisan nature of sentiment surveys. And if political bias is in this survey, there is every reason to suppose it infects other consumer and corporate sentiment polls. The genuine sentiment does matter. Keeping fear in check has been critical to the soft landing scenario that we've seen unfold. If consumers start to become genuinely fearful, rather than parroting whichever television channel they watch, then the US economy starts to look more vulnerable. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and horizon are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.